And something worth mentioning, that she's the aunt of Ibn Abbas, one of the great narrator of the Hadith and a great scholar, and she is the aunt of Khalid ibn Walid as well. Khalid ibn Walid, his father, Al-Mughira, Al-Walid ibn Mughira, he was married to the sister of Maymuna. So again, great family they had, Maymuna radiallahu anha. She lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not for very long, only 2 years, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or 2.5 years, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Subhanallah, she had this habit of doing Hajj every year. She lives in Medina, she will go to Mecca and do Hajj and go back. Every year she used to do Hajj until she became 85 years old. And that's when Maymuna passed away. And subhanallah, there was a problem. And you see the importance of the Prophet ﷺ's wives and their knowledge. After the Prophet ﷺ passed away, there was a rumor, some Muslims were saying that the Prophet said the hadith, which is not really a hadith, an opinion, which was not correct, of course, that when the ladies have their periods, their husbands cannot even talk to them or even sleep in the same bed. They have to go and leave the whole room, which is not, of course, not Islamically correct. And Maymuna was the one to explain to the people that even when she's the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, so she would know about these things, that the Prophet ﷺ will sleep in the same bed just like normal, even when she has her period. So again, that's how important it is, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, and what we learned from them. The age of 85, Maymuna radiallahu anha passed away. And subhanallah, where did she pass away? Exactly in the same place where she got married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was coming back from Hajj. We said she used to do Hajj a lot every year. So she was coming back from Medina, from Mecca back to Medina, and we said they got married, Maymuna and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the way back, in the same place where they got married. Subhanallah, she wanted to visit that place, and there she passed away as she was 85 years old. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for finishing the stories of all 12 wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah accept from all of us and give us Jannah with them, inshaAllah. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Ubarik lana fi ma a'tayt, wa qina usrif anna sharra ma qadayt, innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربي اغفر لي ولوالدي ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين